Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When students sit down to study, what's happening in their brains? Jim Bocum, associate professor of social science at Landmark College, explains some of the strategies needed to improve cognitive comprehension.
Today's college students spend an average of 14 hours a week studying outside of class, compared to 24 hours per week in 1960. The biggest reason for this decline? 33% of students respond that they simply don't know how to sit down and study. The sad irony is that this decline in knowing how to study has coincided almost exactly with the cognitive revolution in psychology that took hold in the late 1950s. We are blessed to know more now about learning, memory, and yes, studying than we ever have in human history. Cognitive psychology has mapped out what renowned psychologist John Anderson calls the architecture of cognition, while tools like functional MRIs and PET scans have provided deeper insights into the neural circuits of that architecture. Educational research abounds with findings about how to study and learn. In 2000, the National Reading Panel identified 7 strategies that have a solid scientific basis for improving reading comprehension. Here are 3 of those strategies that every student should use when reading and studying. Generate your own questions, create visuals to represent what you read, and summarize the information you want to learn. 3 simple strategies based on solid empirical evidence that can be taught in any school, that cost next to nothing, and that just might result in no child left behind thinking, "I just don't know how to sit down and study."
That was Landmark College's Jim Bocum. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Mind set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine.